You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Don't you have a special announcement you need to make?
It's my wife's birthday. It's her birthday. See, I knew where you were going with that. Yeah. Yes, she's excited, I guess. I don't know. I think it's excited? Kind of hitting that point where it's like it's not fun anymore to have a birthday.
Right.
Yeah, and that's happened. But, you know, we did spend a little time this weekend, actually on Saturday, just to kind of celebrate her day and go out and do some things that she wanted to do. We went antiquing, which was really exciting. Yeah, we kind of like doing that.
Did you find anything?
No, we didn't.
Did you buy anything?
We didn't. No, we're looking for something unique for this bathroom I just remodeled for the wall in there. I don't want something from like Hobby Lobby or Target. I want something kind of cool and unique in there. So we did that. And then I sent you the picture from Maggiano's. I mean, come on. We haven't been there in a long time, a couple years. And she's like, I got a hankering. I was like, hells yeah. She tossed me the keys to the truck and off we went. And that lasagna was delicious.
Did you get a table or did you sit at the bar?
No, we had the kids with us, so we got a little booth.
Here's your tip. When you go to that, you went to the one down at Dry Creek and I-29.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Always request table 100.
It's still in my notes, actually. I looked when we were sitting there because I was like, what table was that the Dom liked? And it's in my notes, table 100.
Did you ask for it?
We didn't get that table, though. I forgot about it after we had already been seated, and I didn't want to get up and move. Gather up our vinegar and oil, you know, and move tables.
For those of you who don't know, I'm a table snob, and I keep a list of the best tables at certain restaurants. I know the numbers of them, and when you make a reservation or whatever, just request that table, and often they'll give it to you.
Yeah, yeah, that's a solid table.
There's not too
table.
Many weirdos like me who do that.
Yeah, it's a solid table, man. And then after that, I kind of surprised her. We hit a few jewelry stores because we are next month on the 1st. We're 20 years together, 2 decades together. So I'm kind of trying to talk her into sprucing up her wedding ring and band that she has, trying to figure
and
out what we want
to
do.
You're having to talk her into this?
Yeah, yeah. She is. She's more of a tightwad than me a lot of times. So she's kind of like, I don't know. I like what I have. I don't know if I need to. So, but we went and tried some stuff on, and I think we kind of narrowed down what we kind of want to do. But so I kind of want to do something nice for her for our anniversary.
You know, that's really sweet, but if she's very happy with what she has, maybe you could think about just getting something else, like a really cool necklace or something like that.
She'd love a new Ford Bronco, I think.
Good try.
We kind of looked at it, a lot of things, but we're toying with adding another band on the other side. So it would be, you know, the band, the wedding ring, and then another band on the other side to kind of make it like a thicker looking, you know, set up on her hand. So it's going to look nice, I think, if she goes along with it. We have something on order, and it comes in hopefully tomorrow, so she's going to go take a look at it. But
nice.
I don't know, kind of something special to do for being together for 2 decades, I think.
Wonderful.
Isn't that nice? Although she felt a little bad. She's like, I'm not doing anything for you. We're not doing anything. I'm like, well, it's kind of different, I think, for guys. I'm like, I'm good. I'm fine. It's
all you want is your Ford Bronco.
All I want is my Ford Bronco and, you know, my beautiful wife for another 20 years.
You're looking at getting her a ring. I don't know what you're going to spend on the ring, but I wouldn't think it's...
It's not. And it's funny because I did give her that line. She's like, well, I'm not getting you anything. We're not doing anything for you. It's like, oh, it's okay. I'll get my Bronco eventually. Don't worry.
What's yours?
I'll get
like
mine.
$70,000 or something?
I'll get
like
mine
that?
Eventually. Don't worry.
Oh, boy.
So what'd you do this weekend there, big guy?
I had, don't call me.
I know.
Slipped. what did I do this week? I'm trying to think, before I tell you the entree of what I did that you would be aghast at. I'm trying to think if there's any, not really, you know,
did
we're.
You cook out or anything? We had like three barbecues this weekend.
We're on super, super healthy mode right now with foods, mostly because it's a medical thing with Gretch because she's going through a bit of a. Scare right now, and they're telling her, you know, she's in shape, but they're telling her for, you know, cancer prevention stuff that she should try doing this and that or whatever. Anyway, so we're both doing it, and like I say, we'll talk more about that maybe some other time because actually the food has been surprisingly delicious.
That's all where you normally think, right?
Yeah, you normally think of foods like that that are not the fun foods, like no pasta, no bread, no blah, 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 as being kind of bland and boring. But we have been surprised. However, I will tell you that I don't know how much it's cheating, but it's sort of cheating because I did something this weekend twice that you will never, ever do. I haven't been to a movie theater in almost 3 years.
Yeah.
It's been almost 3 years. And I went twice this weekend by myself.
Oh, I'm cringing.
Jeremy
so weird.
Would never go to a movie
so weird
by himself.
To me. Yeah. Never.
And both of them very, very old movies. So I did not go see anything new. There was the, what's that, Fathom Events or whatever. They mm-hmm. did a 40th anniversary re-release of The Wrath of Khan.
Oh, and
you
were
like,
there.
And I was like,
huh?
Oh, I want to see that on the big screen again. I haven't seen it on the big screen in 40 years. So yeah. And Gretchen was like, I don't want to do that. I was like, I understand. I totally understand.
I get it.
So I went and, you know, got my popcorn. That's the cheating.
Yep.
And watch that. And then the very next day, yesterday, I went to an IMAX to see the re-release of Jaws on an IMAX screen.
Oh, that's big. Yeah.
And I was reading something last night. They said it was like number 10 in box office this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny. A movie that's 47 years old now.
Yeah.
They said it's really funny that it made the top 10 because a lot of people went. But I was in the IMAX, and Jeremy, there were maybe 8 people in there. I'm not kidding.
I'm so surprised.
I went to a Monday 12:30 show, yeah, holiday, yeah, yeah. And there were like 8 of us in the theater.
Did you sit in the very front row?
I sat in the very back row.
Can you imagine the front row at IMAX?
And I know you would never ever.
I can't do it. I've got to share the experience with somebody. I like the, you know, conversation afterwards about what'd you like, what'd you not like. That was a waste of money.
Yeah, but everybody's seen Jaws. Although I take that back. There were, of the 8 people in the theater, there were 2. They look like 13 to 15 year old, two girls, yeah, sitting in the row in front of me and down a ways. And they kept getting up like 3 or 4 times during the movie and walking out for a couple of minutes and then coming back. And then they finally got up and left with about 10 minutes to go in the movie, which is the huge climax.
Like, we're leaving.
Right? And then they didn't come back. And I was talking about it with Gretchen when I got home. I said, you know what I think that was? I think that was parents suggesting 2 girls go see this movie.
Ooh, could be, yeah.
And because there's no car crashes, there's no witty repartee. Well, there's a lot of witty repartee, actually. But you know what I mean. It's not like The Rock kind of witty repartee.
Yeah.
Because it's so unlike anything being made today that they were like, what's the big deal? And I think they kept
that
getting out,
shark
going out, going
is
to the concession
so
stand.
Fake looking.
Yeah. And I think that they just finally, with 10 minutes to go, they're like, oh, let's go do something
else.
Get
out
else.
Of here. I'm looking to see if there's anything like current right now that has the same like Jaws theme or Jaws title. Maybe they thought it was something else. Like something about K-pop or something, you know, a new K-pop band or something.
Yeah.
This is not what we thought it was.
Anyway, so I had movie theater popcorn 2 days in a row, which I haven't done in years.
Did you put the liquid butter on it?
I did not. That's where I was
good. All right.
Straight popcorn.
Save where you can.